Yeah, testing, testing, 129. Check your clocks, because it's time once again for the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always, always, always begins. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here on my floor, trying to cool off, because we got another hot day going on here, and I don't know, it's not all that hot yet, but it's going to get hot, and it's going to get hotter. It's about 80 degrees Fahrenheit now, and I just got back from the store. I ran out of waffles. Well, actually, I didn't run out of waffles. There's two waffles left for tomorrow. And I said to myself, we need to get more waffles. And we got to do that soon before it gets hot. And I got to do other stuff later. What's the cat doing? She's chewing on the bag again. So I ran over to the store. And I got some waffles. And I was going to get some sausages. But they didn't have any. They no longer carry my sausages. Which is kind of brutal, because now that means I gotta buy them at the other store, and at the other store they cost, what, like a dollar more? Maybe more than that, even? I don't know. So yeah, I just got back in like 3 minutes ago. And I'm glad I don't have to go out again. Oh wait, yes I do. I gotta go out a little bit later. Can I put that off at all? I don't know. So anyway, yeah, I might be running around out in the heat, although it's not going to be brutal. What are they saying? I'm sitting here watching the stupid weather channel. Yeah, maybe 88 degrees. Oh, that's not so great. A little bit cooler tomorrow. Okay, well, that's nice. When am I ever going to get a tornado? Are we ever going to get some tornadoes? This is interesting. I just flipped over to the TCM. And here's Peter Lorre as Dr. Gogol. This is Mad Love. Sweet. Oh, anyway, what's coming up next? Oh, I just had to look, didn't I? Sweet. It must be Lionel Barrymore Day, because coming up next, here in about an hour and a half, The Devil Doll, starring Lionel Barrymore, Maureen O'Sullivan. Oh, Maureen O'Sullivan. Yeah, I kind of got a thing for Maureen O'Sullivan, I'll admit it. Oh, right, so what's going on? Well, I'll tell ya. I'm having that urge. I'm having that strange, bizarre urge to go outside and drive around. Because I do like to drive around. Plus, my knee is kind of stiff today. Why is my knee so stiff? I'm not going to do any walking, that's for damn sure. I was limping around in the grocery store 20 minutes ago. So anyway, yeah, here's the deal. As I was driving around, you know, I have to drive to the store and I have to drive back from the store, which means I have to drive through my neighborhood, and I saw garage sale signs. And to top all that off, today is trash day. Normally, trash day is on Thursday. But for whatever reason, trash day is now on Friday. And everybody's trash is out. So I'm driving by looking at people's trash, because what am I looking for? Musical instrument parts. Today I saw a lot of fishing rods and a whole bunch of other stuff, but specifically I'm looking for a wooden box. If you listened to yesterday's show, you know that I'm trying to build some kind of box zither. And this is going to be without a fretboard and everything. So, more of a horizontal harp. But anyway, I sort of have this idea. long time ago, I heard about this instrument that was from the Renaissance or slightly pre-Renaissance called the canon. You know how much I like canons, and this is a canon with one end. Or actually, it's a two-end canon as opposed to a three-end canon that you would mount on a boat. And so I thought, one of these days I need to have something like that. And so with all this talk about zithers and stuff lately and building musical instruments and talking about kodos and movable bridges and all kinds of other weird stuff, I've decided that I have got to build this zither slash koto slash canon thingy, which is just an oblong box. It's just a long wooden box with strings on it. No frets, you just pluck them. Bling, plong, plong. It's very nice. Yeah, so I'm driving down my street, looking at people's trash cans. Keep thinking I'm seeing something sticking out of the trash can that I need to have. It's like, oh my God, don't throw that away. But I didn't actually see anything. But I knew that I should be going to look in some dumpsters. And in my mind, I'm starting to think, where have I seen dumpsters recently? Because that's what my mind does. And when I say dumpsters, I don't necessarily mean the usual dumpsters. I mean like construction dumpsters. Dumpsters that are temporary, in a location temporarily, and not, you know, the dumpsters that are behind businesses, let's say. And the funny thing is my brain just automatically registers where it sees construction dumpsters. And so I'm driving around and my brain is telling me, you gotta go dumpster diving, and my brain is telling me, remember, there's that dumpster by the Vietnamese church, and there's that dumpster over there. I can't think of the name of that park. Maple Village Park. There's that one up the street. And then, of course, there's the school that's being remodeled down the street, and they've got dumpsters all over the place. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to prevent myself from going dumpster diving. Although, I know there's something so deeply programmed in my brain that's telling me that if I go, I will find the parts that I need. Because this has happened in the past so often that I know this is a recurring occurrence. This is a recurrence. And I'm trying to think, wasn't there another, didn't I see something else? Where was that, over by the old Walmart by the Chinese restaurant? I don't know. So yeah, all I can think about is wooden boxes. I need a wooden box of a certain dimension in order to build a musical instrument of a certain type and blah, blah, blah. And speaking of musical instruments of a certain type, blah, 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 I still haven't put a new string on my fruitcake tin sitar thingy. Yeah, I was going to do that yesterday, and I sort of didn't get around to doing it, and young. Boyaka doyaka. And now why is my TV being weird? See, this was happening the other day, too. Why does the remote not work? I'm pushing the buttons, and I'm slapping it up against my knee, and now it works. And now it stops working. I slap it against my knee, and it works. Stops working. Slap it up against my knee. It doesn't work. Slap again. Works once. What the hell is wrong with this thing? Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of what the hell is wrong with this thing, did I wake up to find any ice this morning? Did I wake up to find that my ice maker has restarted itself and magically made ice overnight? No. Last night, right before I went to bed, though, like at like 3:04 a.m., I thought I heard ice tumble out of the machine. And I thought, yay, I hear ice. And then when I checked it this morning, there was no ice. And there was like a little bit of water in the bottom. I'm like, why is water dripping out? What the hell is going on? So I take the damn thing out. I rinse it out with hot water to melt the ice, get the mechanism so it'll move again. Look back in there, try to figure out what's going on. Shove the drawer thingy back in the freezer. And the ice drama continues. Yeah, not super happy about that. Ugh, I gotta tell you, I'm uncomfortable as I drink my iced tea. Oh god. Yeah, I'm not enjoying the weather. It's a little bit too warm for me. I can't turn my air conditioner down any lower. Actually, maybe I could, but geez. And I don't even know what I'm going to eat today. I do not feel like eating barbecue sandwiches, even though that is what I have. And blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. Which reminds me of something else. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I always have strange eating problems in the spring. And I got to transfer over from winter food to summer food and develop, you know, new eating habits. And so there's always this weird period in the spring where I just start eating all kinds of weird stuff. And then I get cravings for strange things. And then I'll go on binges where I'll only eat a certain thing for, you know, like 10 days straight. It's kind of strange, I realize, but I'm sort of in that phase right now. And I have been for, you know, like a week or two. And I've just been eating all kinds of stuff. And eating stuff that's not necessarily good, either good tasting or good for you, but that's the way it goes. And so I've kind of been eating a lot of junk food. You know, I bought potato chips the other day, and I've been eating a lot of tacos, but not good tacos. I mean, I've been going to, you know, a large international chain of taco stores that's actually terrible. But the funny thing is about those tacos is they don't make me sick. Ironically enough, I have such bizarre eating problems, but whatever those tacos are made out of, those fake tacos, you know, there's nothing in them that bothers me, and so I can eat them, and I tend to eat a lot of them. And then I get out the hot sauce, and I go crazy eating with the hot sauce, and blah, blah, blah. And the point of this is that, you know, I've been eating so weird that I thought, geez, I must be gaining weight. Maybe that's my problem. I've gained so much weight that, oh, it's making me sore when I walk around because I have to carry around all this extra weight. Yeah. Well, I went to the doctor yesterday, and this is kind of weird. So guess how much I weigh? You're not going to believe this. I weigh 13 1/8 stone. I'm dropping weight. Like, how is this possible? You know, just over the winter, last winter, I was, this is just ridiculous. I can't believe it. And I know what you're all thinking. All of you metric people are going, 13 1/8 stone? Is that stupid Americans don't know metric? Yeah, I know metric. And all the stupid Americans are going, 13 1/8 stone? We don't do metric in America. This is America. Yeah, Looks like somebody knows more than two systems. Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Yeah. It's the end of the damn world. So that's what I hate about... that's what I hate about Europe. Because everybody thinks, oh, Americans, they don't know the metric system. Yes, we do. Not only do we know the metric system, we also know imperial. But there's dumb Americans who don't know the metric system. And they run around saying, metric system is dumb. No, the dumb people are the people who only know a single system. So yeah, you know metric. Well, it's because it's what the whole world uses. Yeah, well, not quite. How do you measure your diamonds in metric? Yeah, you don't, do ya? And all the Americans running around going, oh, we have the best system. Our cars go miles per hour. What's a kilometer? We don't know what a kilometer is. Yeah, but you're buying your electricity by the kilowatt, so. Yeah, oh, you only know one system? You only know metric? Or you only know imperial? Yeah, you're an idiot. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, I'll be cool and I'll know both. No, you need to know more than both. I also suggest that you learn a foreign language or more than one. I also suggest that you learn to play a musical instrument. The reason that you suck is because you can't speak a foreign language while playing a musical instrument. Nor do you know multiple systems of measurement. Get on it. Get to work. Everybody's complaining. Can't wait until I'm the emperor. Wait until Emperor Tobe shows up. Everybody's going to be in bad shape. And speaking of bad shape, what the hell is wrong with my knee today? This is not the same knee problem as I was having, you know, like a week ago. This is a weird knee problem. What the hell is wrong with my knee? I don't know, but I'm getting to the point where, I don't know what to do. Oh, the irony. Ow. So, yeah, what am I going to do today? I need to get my act together and do something fun and exciting. And I just remembered I got to call a guy. Anyway, speaking of irony, Cliff Richard. Oh, do you possibly know who Cliff Richard is? If you live in the Great Britain area, you might know who Cliff Richard is. But, you know, Cliff Richard never really made it huge in the United States. And here's the irony. I'm not a Cliff Richard fan, but I love The Shadows. The Shadows are awesome. And if you don't understand the reference, the Shadows is Cliff Richard's backing band. But the funny thing is the two are kind of independent. The Shadows and Cliff Richard and The Shadows are sort of two different entities, even though it's the same guys. The Shadows, you know, they do gigs, they released albums and stuff all by themselves. And along with our boy Cliff. And even though, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of Cliff, because I think he just, you know, he's just a pop idol sort of dork going along with whatever's going on. But the Shadows, the Shadows are just downright cool. And so I was thinking about these guys last night. We're going to have to listen to a little bit of them today. Here's Apache by The Shadows. Thank you. boys, but nobody cares. Yeah, that was obviously a live recording. And they were off in a couple places, and the drummer was falling behind a little bit there in a couple of places, which kind of just made it cooler in my book. And, of course, you know, then when they go into their syncopated stepping routine, all the girls go crazy. Ah, you heard it. You heard the, hee, oh, we're chicks. We're impressed by guys who can walk simultaneously. Because the guys are just doing this step to one side, step to the other side. And then, ooh, look, they all swung their guitars in unison. Man, I'll tell you, when was this recorded? 69. It was a lot easier to impress people in 1969. I'll tell you that much. Oh, my God. All I can say is, if I could go back in time, if I had a time machine and I could just do whatever the hell I wanted to, wait, I already do anything I want to do. Anyway, regardless, I would go back in time, and I would have a band somewhere in the era between, say, 1960 and 1970. Just because that's when things were starting to get weird. You know, we had, you know, the 50s bop rock. And then 1960 comes around, you know, it's Cold War, Vietnamish type of stuff. And everything gets weird between like 1960 and 1964. And then everything explodes. Then music just shoots off in every single direction. Oh, and let me tell you, it's easy to write those songs. It's easy to deal with. So anyway, what else are we going to do today? Should we listen to some more of The Shadows? I don't know. I do love The Shadows, though. How great are The Shadows? And the funny thing is, that song, Apache, was a hit in America, but not for The Shadows. It was for another guy. I can't remember what was that guy's name who played it on, like, steel guitar. I don't remember. His name was something Germanic-sounding, Jürgen Immelmann, or something Scandinavian or Norwegian or Danish, like Jorgen Ingmar Bergman, or I don't remember. I could look it up, but I don't feel like it. You could look it up too. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. So I don't know. Oh no, wait, I got an even better idea. I bet you're not going to see this one coming either, kids, but this is going to be fun for everybody involved. Shortly. If I can just get this to work, we can listen to some fun music. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Had a bull, had a about a fancy song.
This recording is all over the place, dynamically.
15 mei 1965
werden de provo's opgericht. Well, maybe that's the whole problem there. Oh, well. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, ladies and gentlemen, with Wooly Bully. Always a classic song. Makes me laugh every time I hear it, just because, why does this exist? How did this come about? How idiotically simple is this? And that's a hit. I could wear a turban too. Maybe I won't wear a hat when I become blues guy, and I'll wear a turban instead. I'll be the blues version of Corla Pandit. Oh, there's always Coral Plankton. Me and him can sing the blues. But that's a story for a different time. But speaking of the blues, stay tuned, because coming up next is Something Blue with Harry Larry right after this show ends here in about 20 more seconds. So I should probably tell you, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?